again, we're coming to you from the trenches. I'm Rita Sands. You're listening to about 500 protesters who tried to drown out President Bush's speech at the Hilton Hotel on Michigan Avenue in Chicago following his visit to the Chicago Board of Trade on January 6th. The protest, which lasted about 3 hours, passed without incident. Police presence was relatively light, and no arrests were reported among the throng that was cordoned off by metal barricades across the street from the hotel. The barricades, which prevented people from blocking the street, were identical to the dozens of barricades erected to block all streets from traffic and pedestrians on the route used to ferry the president to both events he attended. As a result, tight security allowed the president a sanitized view of the city from his protected helicopter arrival to his airlift out. After the president left the city, police barred protesters from walking down the sidewalk on Michigan Avenue displaying signs. Circling among the crowd, watching for civil rights violations, were a few legal observers from the Chicago chapter of the National Lawyers Guild. Usually in green hats, this time they were topped in red, and some were concerned about the barricade set up by police.
It makes me concerned about a repetition of the March 19th, 2003, where they have an opportunity to box everybody in. Uh-huh. Like, they moved the barricade to allow traffic to cross, therefore, why is it there at all?
Are they letting people out?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm saying, so it might be worth having a conversation with the Sarge and seeing what's going on about that.
Nationwide, National Lawyers Guild members make it their business to observe demonstrations and represent those who are arrested, along with many other activities related to civil rights. Last October, the Chicago chapter of the National Lawyers Guild held a teach-in titled, Activists Know Your Rights. On our November program, we played a speech by Melinda Powers, past vice president of the Chicago chapter of the National Lawyers Guild, who spoke about the specifics of what to do if you are arrested at a demonstration and what expectations you should have about your treatment in Chicago jails. Today, we will hear from the two other presenters at the teach-in, Janine Hoft and Jim Fennerty. Janine, or Janie Hoft, has been a practicing lawyer in Chicago since 1984 and works for the People's Law Office. She is presently on the board of the Chicago chapter of the National Lawyers Guild. Hoft put today's demonstrations into a historical context. Please keep in mind that this teach-in occurred before the revelation that President Bush authorized wiretapping U.S. citizens without a warrant.